Hey guys, I'm recording this to talk about something I got for Christmas that I think would interest a lot of blind people. Never fails. I get something every year I usually do an audio boot on, but this year's item is particularly interesting. It is a bacon maker. I know, bacon maker. Pretty cool, eh? So, I really don't know how to describe it to you, because it's a weird shape, how it's designed. But it's a curved plate that sits vertical on the counter. And on the bottom of it is the tray for the grease. And it has two doors that open out like wings, kind of. On each side of the curve. I don't know how to describe it to you. But you essentially lay the bacon over the plate, the hot plate. It is, you take your strips of bacon, you lay them over the hot plate, and you pull up on the doors and shut them, and then you set the timer. It's like a toaster oven timer. Ding, you know, one of those things. So, you put the bacon around the curve, the plate, and you shut the doors and you set the timer, and it cooks the bacon. Now, it's really great because you don't have to deal with hot grease. It's not in a pan. It's on this oval plate thing, sort of, but vertical oval. You got to think of it like that. It's not like an oval. It's a vertical oval, kind of like an oval. I don't know how to describe it. I wish I had a better idea how to picture it. You're kind of laying the bacon over the top of the plate. It's not a flat plate, it's a vertical plate. So, when it cooks your bacon, basically what happens is the grease drips off into the grease pan in the bottom. So, your bacon never really shrivels like it does in a pan. You put it in a pan, it shrivels. It probably tastes better with all the grease, but it's better for you without the grease. And like I said, the grease makes it shrivel. So, you really get a lot more bacon, I feel like, out of cooking it on this thing. And it has, you know, you can set the timer for crispy, not crispy. You can preheat it for if you're doing like thick cut bacon. But it really is great, and I was surprised when I tried it how yummy it was. Like I said, it's not like wicked greasy, like most of us like the grease, obviously. Yum yum yum. Wicked unhealthy. Like to put our eggs in the bacon grease, whatever. No, this is virtually no grease on your, I mean, there's grease, it's just bacon, but a lot less than you'd have if you cooked it in a pan. And cleanup is a breeze, because all you do is you take the tray out, rinse it out with water and soap, no dishwasher. You could put it in there if you wanted to, but you probably shouldn't. And then the maker itself, you know, it's all one thing. It's not really the plates come off. So you just take you open it up after it's cooled, take some water, a little damp cloth, wipe it down. It's just bacon. I mean, you're going to cook bacon on it. That's all you're going to cook on it. So who cares if there's a little bit of residue on it. But you just wipe it down and that's it. Simple as that. Tastes good. For a blind person, it's very nice because you don't have to worry about the hot pan. You know, if you want to let it cool and then pull the strips off the plate. You can do that. I'm sorry, I don't know how to describe it to you guys. For those of you who can't see, I mean, many of you can look it up. I don't even know what it's called. It was a Christmas gift from my mom. Excuse me. but it's not that expensive, I don't think. I think it was like $20. And worth every penny. You have to see it to know what I'm talking about for the blind people that I'm talking to right now. Excuse me. But, yeah, definitely go to Bed Bath & Beyond, pick one up. You won't be, you will not be disappointed. And for people like Randy, the Big R, and those who like recordings of new appliances, I know Randy did the recording of the grill for me, or not for me, but the Opti grill, and I ended up getting one. I will maybe tomorrow do a recording and make some bacon. My mom already used it today to make bacon for the twice-baked potato salad, so there's no more to make today. But tomorrow morning, I suppose I could make some, and we'll follow up there. Anyways, I hope this makes sense, and if you had any questions about, especially for the blind people in my life that are listening to this, that can't sort of picture it in their head, just tweet me, Facebook me, something, and I can describe it better to you. Yes. So, goodbye, and go Patriots. 4 minutes and 22 seconds. Pause recording. Button.